My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you're going to spend all that money, you kind of start hoping for bad things to happen. Fix My Life, 745. 216-474-0092. I'm not picking up the vibe that a lot of Browns fans have to have Brandon Ayuk. I think by the end of the day, if they got him, they'd be, hey, that's nice, that's really good. But if they didn't get him, that'd be okay. Then Lima threw in the caveat of,
if he ends up in Pittsburgh.
And I still think a lot of Browns fans would go, oh, gosh. I don't know if they would be. Was Brandon Ayuk on the field when San Francisco lost to us last year?
I thought so, wasn't he?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Debo,
I think,
and
he
McCaffrey
was.
Got injured.
Yes. Now, they would have him and George Pickens over there. You got Russell Wilson. Where Russell Wilson, I don't think, is the world's worst quarterback. And I get you got Justin Fields, and I don't think Justin Fields is back, for crying out loud. But it would be a good football team, but I think, by the way, he had 4 catches for 76 yards against the Browns last year in their 19-17 loss to our Cleveland Browns at Browns Stadium last year.
I think
year.
He had a catch that set him up for that field goal.
The missed field goal?
Yeah, the missed
Maybe
field
he did.
Goal by Moody.
But I think that, are you going to lose both games if they get Brandon Ayuk?
No.
It helps our chances. I'm not going to sit there and deny that he's... I'm not going to do what you did and say that he's a system-wide receiver and that he would just be a mix, be a mess in Pittsburgh. Yeah, he would be someone that we have to talk about twice a year and get ready for twice a year. But I just think we're in different places right now. I do. And I got Amari Cooper, who's great. I know that... You know, I know their draft history hasn't been that great when it comes to wide receivers, but I'm going to have a first-round pick next year. Damn it, Jerry Judy's got to get it going at some point here, so they're going to take a big risk on him. I don't know what Elijah Moore can contribute. I mean, I know I'm going after some straws here when you have a guy like Brandon Ayuk, where it's plug and play a lot of ways. But I feel that it's more important to protect Deshaun Watson, to play with the players you have, and to not be giving up more assets for a guy that you have to pay immediately. If you got him, fine, but I'm not going to be upset if they don't get him, and I'm not going to sit here and act enraged if the Pittsburgh Steelers get him.
Well, part of it is, I think the reason some people got super excited is because it solves the issue that we've all been wondering about, which is who's going to be the number one next year.
Yeah.
At least on paper, right? I mean, if everything goes the way you expect it to go, then it's like, oh, well, now we're set. We're set for the next how many years? That's just another thing as we go into camp every year. We don't have to worry about checks off the box. Right now, that's very much in flux. And I think Browns fans are wondering, like we were earlier in the show, well, would they draft one in the first round? But what about offensive line? How does that work? Could Jerry Jeudy possibly be a number one? He's been disappointing as a guy that was supposed to be a number one when mm-hmm. he was drafted. I think all of those questions, you know, come to the forefront if they don't get this deal done.
216-474-0092. Do we have to have Brandon Ayuk? And do we need him just to keep him away from Pittsburgh? 216-474-0092. Gerald in Youngstown, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing okay, Gerald. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I do not think that you need Brandon Ayuk, and I don't think you need to worry about him going to Pittsburgh. If you bring in Brandon Ayuk, I don't know what that means. You got to trade away. But if that means getting rid of Amari Cooper, I think you just want to keep the wide receiver core together as is. You've already got a brand new wide receiver in Jeudy, and then that just means you're going to take more time to mesh, get used to your new receivers. Maybe your offense isn't as smooth right off the bat. They're making some offensive coordinator changes. Amari Cooper's terrific. I don't see any reason to trade him off.
Now, let me ask you this. What about the rumors, though, Gerald? And things are fluid right now, so who knows what who's saying at any given time. It could be changed by the next segment, for crying out loud here. But there were talks last night that whatever offer that the Browns have made, Amari Cooper was not actually named in those offers. Would that change your mind? Because you're still going to probably give up then, what, an offensive lineman? I can't name who. Maybe you give up somebody in the secondary. I can't name who. Would that change your mind?
Yeah, I don't know. It might. I don't know. But I definitely, you know, Amari Cooper, I love Amari Cooper as a Brown. He's like one of my favorite Browns. He's all business. It might change things. Yeah, if you can keep Amari Cooper and slide Ayuk in there as another big-time weapon, then yeah, maybe you can pull the trigger there.
One of the things that are being mentioned, too, and Gerald, thank you very much for the call. Like, people like Amari Cooper. Why? Because what he just said. He's business. I don't got to worry about it. You know, with Odell, there were times where we'd be very defensive of Odell, and then it got very ugly. Very ugly. To the point where we said things we wanted to take back during that whole saga. Odell came with a lot of baggage, a lot of drama, some of it caused by himself, some of it caused by outside forces. He's just a different character. For Amari, it's like, I get all this production. I get a guy who gets the table set for this offense when we lose Nick Chubb last year, and I don't got to worry about any of the other stuff. They pay him a lot of money. He wants more money. He deserves more money to a lot of people. It's perfectly fine. He shows up, he does his job, and he does his job well, and I don't have to worry about arguing over whether or not he wears a watch on the field, for crying out loud, and whether or not his jersey is tucked in or not tucked in, or whether or not his visor is tinted or not tinted. Like, I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. So you get what you wanted.
That's like the first five games.
Exactly.
Everything you just described.
Everything you wanted out of Odell, you got with Amari Cooper. People don't just want to give up on something like that. They don't want to do it. And with Brandon Ayuk, what I don't want to start doing, like, if they don't get him, I don't want to go back to the whole well, because you're starting to hear this now where it feels like they're throwing a little bit of mud on his name. Why do you want to leave a Super Bowl contender? What, you don't want to compete? You don't want to be a champion? You don't want to do what's necessary to win? And Brandon Ayuk could be looking at it going, hey, we had a look at it last year. We didn't get it done. I need to make sure that my family's taken care of. Like, there is part of this where it is a business, as we hate to say it.
Is there something wrong with me as a sports fan that I used to think like that back in the day?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you.
Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Day, and now I've gotten to the point where I just assume every player wants to make the most amount of money possible, and that's the first thing that matters. And if you were to give them column A is, hey, Super Bowl, maybe even Super Bowl MVP, but league minimum for most of their career, or the reverse of that, just be one of the top five highest paid guys and never win the Super Bowl. I think they'd almost all take be top five in money at their position.
I don't want to tell you what my answer is because I don't want to admit it. I don't want to admit that. I think for certain guys, it's a long answer. I think when the Hall of Fame voting gets brought into this, but you can't guarantee it, I think legacies play into that a little bit because you can make money afterwards just being an autograph signer at a Comic-Con or a sports card collection thing. You can do all that being a Super Bowl champion or being a Hall of Famer. So maybe it's not like you're going to make your money back on something like that. But a Hall of Famer, if you become a Hall of Famer or one of the guys who wear a gold jacket, that's almost a small business in its own right.
Yeah,
after your playing career.
I'm just saying, like, Jose Ramirez did what he did last year, and we are all sitting here understanding how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are that Jose would do what he did, take the all-time hometown discount. Like, literally left, I don't know, $100 million on the table. Nobody does that in sports. That is such a rarity, and when it happened, I'm like, don't assume anybody's ever going to do that again. I mean, to the point where his agent and the players union was frustrated with him for what he did by not taking anywhere near sniffing a market contract.
216-474-0092. Adam and Akron, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, fellas.
Hey.
Hi. So the Brandon Ayuk thing, I want him to come, and I think it's important that he comes for two reasons. First reason being that I can't stand with any fiber of my being the Pittsburgh Steelers getting any talent from anybody anytime. Drives me crazy. I want them to have all the worst players of all time. I would hate it.
Yes.
Second, we talk about Amari Cooper, the comparison, all of these things. Now, the biggest thing is Amari Cooper isn't under contract next year. So we're at high risk of losing him. So now when we look at it, If Brandon Ayuk comes here, he's coming here with a contract. There's going to be a contract negotiated. I think that's part of the entire deal.
Definitely.
So if we don't have him, and the next year we don't have Amari Cooper, we're going to be definitely moving backwards, depending on how Jerry Jeudy does. But we're not going to have a definite number one receiver. So then do we go to the draft? What do we do? I don't want to have to go down that road, especially depending on what Deshaun Watson's situation is going to be next year as well.
Adam,
it might be disastrous for us.
Adam, but I don't even think I heard you say the name Jerry Jeudy, though. They just traded for Jerry Jeudy, and then they signed him to a contract.
It would be dependent on him, too, but can he and would he be a number one wide receiver? We don't know that at all. The problem is we can't wait until the end of the season to try and figure that out.
Like, shouldn't it be incumbent upon him to be a number one? Like, if they draft, say they draft a guy in the first round next year, which, I don't know, that's a long way off. For the love of God, we got to get through this season, right, Adam? Say they draft a guy in the first round next year, which, by the way, next year's draft is in Green Bay, correct there, Mitch? It's in Green Bay.
Correct.
We haven't had a first round pick in 3 years, Adam. I lose track of where the hell they're having him at.
But, me too.
But say they draft him in the first round next year in Green Bay, and we have this wide receiver X out of the draft. Shouldn't it be on Jerry Jeudy, who's already been paid to be the number one to keep things afloat while we get this new guy acclimated? And maybe by the first month of the season, maybe he ends up taking over as the number one. I mean, at some point, they got to be able to scout wide receivers and draft them and do well with that.
Yeah, you would think so, but history tells you that that's just not our strong suit.
It's terrible. It's terrible history.
I would much rather rely on that position being settled now, in whichever way that it's going to be settled. Jerry Judy's a part of that, and he's going to be, obviously. But just a true number one, have it settled down, not have to worry about it, because I think when we do go to the draft, you know, we're going to have some offensive line issues because we're not going to be able, you know, guys are getting old, and we're not going to be able to pay everybody what everybody needs, too. So that might be where they're going to have to go in the draft, too. So I think it would be a huge benefit. I don't want to see them trade Amari for him, but I would completely understand it, especially with, you know, where his vision is, you know, the holdout until he got the guaranteed money and all of that and being on last year of his contract, it's just such an unknown. He's a great guy. He's a great receiver. Great to have on your team. But if it's only for 1 year, it's only for 1 year. And if you can get a guy locked down that last year had, what do you have, 1,350 yards?
1,300 yards last year. Yeah, that you're,
yeah, and
Adam, and I got to let you go. You're right about that. I mean, if they were able to get him in a best-case scenario, say they don't get Brandon Ayuk, right? Best-case scenario is Pittsburgh doesn't get him either. He goes to New England or he goes to Washington or something like that or just stays in San Francisco, to hell with it. Best-case scenario, if they don't get him, nobody else that we compete with gets him. And honestly, Jed Wills, and I know that this is a hope, not necessarily an expectation, you get your head out of the clouds, you have more consistent play, because there's been times where he's played exceedingly well. It's just the consistency that you need. He has more consistent play. Then you don't have to worry as much about the offensive line, because I got bad news for a lot of folks there. If he shows anything, they're probably going to sign him to a contract.
Yes.
I know you guys don't swerve off the road on me. He's a number 10 overall pick. If he shows any consistency this year, they're going to go right back to the table and they're going to try to sign him to a contract, guys. They're going to do it. They know
that tackles. He's not an easy case study.
Top quality tackles, left or right, do not just fall off of trees. He is an interesting case study. Like you said, there's times where he's wonderful and there's times where it's like he's never played any football in his life. And it feels like his motor's low for a lot of folks. If he shows any consistency this
that
year,
that is still better than a third, if not more, of the league and where they're at that position.
They're going to try to offer that guy a contract. So then if you have Jed Wills, who actually figures his life out there on the offensive line, then you're able to go draft a wide receiver. And then Jerry Jeudy would be able to show anything this year that would make you comfortable with him being a number one to start off next season, because that would mean that Deshaun Watson would be good enough to be able to hold this team accountable and hold this team together while they make the moves that they have to make. 216-474-0092. 745. Guys, we go around the... we go Fix My Life, 745, where if Tone's going to spend all that money, he's probably hoping bad things happen for him.
And everybody else in the neighborhood.
Coming up at 8 o'clock.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.